Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are three ladies here with us to talk to us about next week's second annual Senior Fun Day taking place over at the Green County Community Center here in Jefferson. And my guests today include the Director of the Gardens Assisted Living with Brianne Pfister, Becky Wolf, the Director of Public Health, and Linda Smith, the Unity Point at Home Clinical Supervisor. So thank you very much, everyone, for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Talk to us a little bit, first of all, Brianne, if you wouldn't mind, about when the event will take place and what time, and maybe a little bit about some of the activities people can get involved with.
Takes place Tuesday, October 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Green County Community Center. The event starts off with a veterans pinning at 10 a.m. by Kindred Hospice. This is a great way to say thank you to those who we are honoring. This also includes family members of those who have served and are deceased, and each individual is personally pinned. From 11 to 12, there is bingo with prizes. Also, you will find document shredding by Secure Shred, so you can bring any legal or important documents that you wanted shredded to be shredded. Medication disposal by Green County Law Enforcement, so bring your expired medication so they can take care of that. There's also going to be a virtual dementia tour, which is great. This is designed to give you an up-close, hands-on experience that provides critical insight to the mental and physical challenges with those with dementia. The tour enables family and organizations to attempt to walk in their shoes.
So, Brianne, I know you had this virtual tour last year, and that was something that drew my attention because I went and did it, and people can participate in it this year. But this year, you've kind of expanded that a little bit to give people a more inclusive look.
Yes. So this year, we're going to have a layout of like an apartment, kind of condensed. We'll have a bed, a chair, laundry, so you can kind of actually try and like fold laundry, make a bed, and see the difficult challenges they face just in day-to-day activities.
And this is all free, right? Because when people hear about shredding and disposing of medications, that might be costly, but it's all free.
Yes, all the events and activities are free.
Now, Becky, tell us a little bit about why you've decided to continue this effort to bring some things to light for people to maybe educate them.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is that obviously it's our second year, and it's a great way to showcase all the great services that are available to our Green County seniors. We have over 30 vendors. There's just a wide variety of offerings at each booth. Public Health will be bringing flu shots, so if you want to get your flu shot that day, just make sure you bring your insurance cards with you, and we can do that right on the spot. And we have several departments from our hospital at the Green County Medical Center that will have booths specific to what services they provide. I just think it's a really exciting time to showcase what we do.
Obviously, when you say Senior Fun Day, it's geared towards the elderly population, but this is also a chance for people such as myself, who's, you know, a younger population, to come in and get educated about those services, not necessarily for those people who are already in that demographic.
Absolutely. It might be that maybe they need more information on what their parents or their grandparents are needing, and especially for the out-of-town families that maybe just aren't really sure what's available, that any of us could help with their loved ones.
And you provide flu shots for everybody of all ages, not just the elderly.
We encourage everybody 6 months and older to get a flu shot. We'll be doing that.
Okay. All right. So, Linda, tell us a little bit about those. Becky kind of alluded a little bit to what the hospital is going to be there kind of providing, but tell us a little bit about more of those vendor services that'll be there.
At those vendors' booth, there'll be people available. You can ask questions. They'll have information available for you. Some of those services that are provided here in Green County include home care, assisted living, nursing home care, and all the services at the medical center.
And so, Linda, I know you kind of represent Unity Point at Home, one of those many services that are provided here in Green County for those that are seeking that kind of care. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular program? Because I'm sure maybe some people know about it, but maybe not a vast majority of people know that we provide those services.
Home care is a service provided for folks that are basically are homebound, can't get out to the doctors as much. We provide both nursing and hospice care. Some of the home care services include wound care and IV services, and we also provide therapies.
Just kind of go over once again for us, Brianne, if you wouldn't mind, the pertinent information, what day it's going to be happening, what time, where it's going to take place, and just kind of a roadmap for people to kind of guide them about when the different activities will take place.
The Green County Senior Fun Day will be Tuesday, October 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Green County Community Center. It is free. Refreshments are provided, and the veterans pinning will start at 10 a.m. by Kindred Hospice. There will be document shredding, medication disposal by the Greene County Law Enforcement, bingo with prizes, and the virtual dementia tour, and lots of booths with different healthcare providers.
And so, final question for you, Breanne. Can you tell us what your favorite part about last year's event was?
I think last year was really great. All the providers came together and worked as a team to help educate our seniors and the community. And then I think that we had great attendance, and I look forward to having more great attendance this year.
All right. And so finally, Linda, tell us a little bit about, and I know it's you three here are the kind of spokespeople for this event, but obviously when you have that many vendors, you got that many people involved, mountains of people, and I'm sure you'd like to express gratitude towards.
Yes, we definitely want to thank all of our sponsors and vendors for making this event possible in our county.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Breanne Pfister, Becky Wolf, and Linda Smith, talking about the second annual Senior Fun Day taking place next week on October 8th at the Greene County Community Center. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.